I'm Jillian Johns-Rood, wife, mom of six, writer, speaker, and coach. Over the last 20 years, I've sought out the ideas, stories, and tools that helped me to become financially independent, to find work that I'm passionate about, and live with more intention. I know these will empower you on your journey. Welcome to Everyday Courage. Welcome back. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Hot Mess Joy Club. This season, we have been chatting about how we've grown, how we've changed in the last 10 years, digging up that 10-year time capsule from 10 years ago and looking at how we made progress, how stuff actually got done, so we can kind of optimize that going forward. And I have to tell you guys, last week was a hot mess for a lot of different reasons in a lot of different ways, but it was a perfect reminder of like how stuff gets done, how the sausage gets made around here. So here's the thing. In my personality, I would love to be perfect. I'm not going to lie. I would love to be 100% organized, 100% planned, just showing up, having worked four times harder than everyone else, being the best in the room all the time. This idea, though, did not help me make progress. That's really hard to pull off, even for a day, but let alone for extended periods of time. And whenever I felt like I didn't quite live up to that standard, I used it as an excuse and a reason to quit and to say, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe this isn't right for me. And instead, when I say on my tagline, you don't have to be perfect to make progress, that is hard-earned wisdom. And this week was, it was just the perfect example of it. So I started recording our new season. My very first interview I recorded was with Alan Donegan, and it went so fantastic. But here's what happened like 2 hours before this interview. So we're using this new software, and I have forgotten the name of the software. I have forgotten to send Alan an invitation to jump into the call using the software. I don't know my login for the software. I'm coming off like 5 days of camping. I haven't showered. I haven't changed. I jump onto a call with our tech guy, and he goes, oh, wow, huh. And I know it's 100% about my appearance because I look like a hot mess. And I'm like, Zach, it's fine. I'm going to shower. I'm going to be ready. I felt horrible. It was texting people. It was like, what software am I using again? I'm sorry, I don't know this. And it was such a mess. But we finally figure out the name of the software. Jonathan from ChooseFi is like texting it to me. We figure out how to log in. We get the thing all set up. I jump in the shower, dry my hair, put on a little bit of makeup, and I get back on the call for our sound check. And Zach is like, wow, you got a lot done in an hour, which again, I know is entirely about how bad I looked the first time. But it was one of those situations that I was like, this is not ideal. This is not how I want this to go down. This is not how I can like run my life. But sometimes this is how stuff gets done. Not every interview, not everything gets to be just picture perfect. And it being messy isn't a reason to not show up and to not try to give it a go. Especially in this COVID life, everything's so different. Like I'm not recording in the studio in Richmond. Like I'm trying to figure this out in my home with new software and the whole thing. So this happens like Monday. And then just a couple days later, I have another blogger friend that is going to come over and we're going to meet up. So I have been watching Hamilton, and I've been listening to the Hamilton soundtrack kind of on loop. And one of the funny, delightful songs on this incredibly long soundtrack is I Want to Be in the Room Where It Happens. This idea, like, we want to know how this gets done. How does a sausage get made? I want to be in that room. And I always wondered, How does this happen? Like, how do you find people to promote your stuff? How do you grow your audience? How do you find people to collaborate with? How do you become friends with other creatives and writers and entrepreneurs? And the reality is, sometimes it's cool and kind of sexy. Like, sometimes I meet people, other speakers at events. Sometimes I meet people at conferences. And oftentimes, how I became friends with Joel is he sent me an email and he said, "Hey, I'm going to be in town. I heard you have a blog. Never read it, but do you want to hang out?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. Why not?" And for the past few years, we have been fast friends. But anyways, here is the crux of what is going down. Joel recently became the head writer for Budgets Are Sexy, a fantastic website started by Jay Money. He's going to help promote my Camp Progress. I'm looking at bringing on new teachers for Camp Progress. I'm so passionate about writing because writing has been life-changing for me. It's helped me find my voice. It's helped me find my story. It's helped me come to terms with the truth and to share that with other people. And it's opened up so many doors professionally and personally and so many relationships that I'm really passionate about it. And he's a fantastic writer. He teaches a writing class. So we're going to try to figure out, you know, if we can get him to teach a writing class in Camp Progress. And all of this stuff is happening. All this cool, fun, creative entrepreneur stuff. Here is what the room that it happens actually looks like. One, my house is still a mess. Like I said, we had come back from 5 days of camping. It's been another 2 days and like nothing has happened. And it is still tore up, camping disaster, hasn't been cleaned. I have recorded a podcast interview and I am in what I refer to as my mullet outfit, in that I'm wearing kind of a nice normal dress shirt and sweatpants. But that ran long. Things went a little crazy. He comes in like right afterwards and I have no time to tidy up or change. And this is like the only time apparently, you know, that he can come over because this is how life works. My youngest, oh, my sweet baby in the family, if you are on my email list, I have bemoaned the potty training experience with this child. I have potty trained a number of children without an enormous amount of headache. This one is a rare case. But he finally is getting it. Like he was on like a 12-day streak at this point, and we were so excited. So he announces to everyone that he has to go poop, because that's what you do when you're potty training. You announce all bowel movements. He goes in, he uses the bathroom, he does not put his underwear back on, and instead walks out completely bare butt naked, to which we're like, "Buddy! Inappropriate. Get some underwear on." So he turns around and then he thinks to himself, "I'm going to be really funny because we have company." And we never have company because it's been COVID forever. So we've seen like no people. And if you've seen the movie Inside Out, there is a scene where a toddler, probably also potty training, turns around, shakes her little nakey butt and gives it a slap. The instant my kids saw that, I knew it would happen. They thought it was so hilarious. Instantaneously, they were all in. And so in his little mind, he's like, "This will be so funny." So he starts shaking his little naked bottom and gives it a slap. And of course, Joel has no children. Of course. Because these really embarrassing things never happen around seasoned parents who've been there in the constant nakedness that is potty training. So we've got messy house, me in my mullet outfit, my youngest shaking his little nakey butt. Also, we should add the fact that we have been cherry picking this week, which means my children have eaten 30 pounds of cherries. And if your digestive system is not used to eating 30 pounds of cherries, it has this diuretic effect. So nakey butt has also, unbeknownst to me, caused a little bit of diarrhea. I was not in the room. I don't exactly know how this happened. I found out much after the fact that he had smeared poop on our tub in two places. Mind you, Joel goes into this bathroom and uses it twice while he's at our house and probably sees and smells the fact that there's poop on our tub I missed this until after the fact. So that was fantastic. I couldn't even apologize for that. So me and Joel are hashing this out, teaching this class, you know, what kind of content do we want to put in it, building off the class he's already run on writing, you know, when can we host this? We're trying to get all of these things, all of these fun, creative, entrepreneurial things hashed out. And my kiddos are playing downstairs, and one of my girls is just yelling like a maniac, "Mama! Mama!" And they rarely do this, but me and Joel are almost finished. And I'm like, "Ah, hold on, I'll be down there." And finally, we shoo Joel out of the house, all of that, and I go downstairs. And their window well is filled with water, and it is pouring into the bedroom. It's like a waterfall. It's cascading across the trim, down the sheetrock, onto the trim at the floor, filling up their room. And there's 18 inches of water in our window well. Muddy water. Disgusting water. Because apparently at some point they turned on the hose and just left it on and filled up the window well. My husband, of course, is gone at this point. Joel is gone. I don't know if this is thankfully or not. And I have that moment where you're like, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to do?" So finally we get the kids out. We scoop all the water out. Slowly but surely, we unflood the basement. But if you ever felt like, you know, I don't know if I have what it takes to be a writer, to be a creative, to be an entrepreneur, to start a business online, to be a freelancer, because my life's a little crazy, because maybe I've got kids at home and there's a lot going on, or that picture-perfect vision that you have of beautiful offices and big stages, and you're not sure how your life is compatible with those things. Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm not sure how my life is compatible with those things. But I know over the last 10 years of just it being imperfect, of it being messy sometimes, of there's days of just pure chaos, that I can make progress despite all of that. That it's not perfect, but I just keep showing up. Keep showing up the best I can on every single day. And some days are fantastic and it's just smooth as silk, and some are absolute dumpster fire hot mess. But this is the room where it happens. This is how the sausage gets made. And this is how we put stuff out there in the world and kind of create our best life, even though it's messy and imperfect and a little crazy along the way. I hope that's helpful or encouraging, or you can just at least feel my embarrassment over all of it. But this is yet again another example of the fact that you don't have to be perfect to make progress. You just have to be a little bit more courageous every day, whether it's showing up on Skype when you haven't showered in 5 days, or inviting someone over to your house when your kid does a Nicky butt dance and then smears diarrhea everywhere, because adventure awaits.
If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefy.com/courage. We've created free resources to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. Invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure. Get your free resources at choosefy.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.